Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
The way I look at it is, okay, what are the three biggest decisions they have facing them in the offseason? And I'm wondering what you think and whether your big three would match my big three.
Do you want to go with what I think they should be or what I think they will be? Because I'll give you an
Those
example.
Those are two different sets, and yeah. I would like to hear both sets.
So I think there should be a conversation about their offensive coordinator into
Fair.
The offseason.
Yes.
I don't think there will be. I think the three biggest questions they'll answer are, number one, defensive coordinator.
Okay.
Do you bring Joe Witt back and let Dan Quinn call plays and let him do whatever he does during the week? I don't think so. I think there's going to be a lot of quality options available.
I hope that's a short deliberation. That, to me, should be an easy switch out.
You would think so. Also, look at some of the names that might get fired that are current head coaches that would be decent coordinators here. Guys like Jonathan Gannon in Arizona or Todd Bowles possibly in Tampa Bay or Raheem Morris maybe in Atlanta. Say what you want about any of those guys as head coaches. As coordinators, I think they've proven themselves.
Right. Right.
And would be dramatic, significant upgrades so that Quinn could go back to doing some of the things he needs to do on the sideline during the game so that he's coaching up a better game on Sundays.
All right, so that's one big question. What's another one?
I think they've got to figure out what they're going to do at wide receiver. And that starts with, do you make any attempt to retain Deebo Samuel, who's going to be a free agent? I don't think they will. I don't think they should. Unless he would come back on a one-year discount. Does that mean you get into the Brandon Ayuk sweepstakes?
Hell no.
Get ready for it. Buckle up.
Did you see the video he posted?
I did.
Of him speeding by Levi's?
He touched 102 miles an hour like he's Louis Perales, the Nats' new pitcher they just acquired from the Boston Red Sox.
This guy is a certified jackass, and I wouldn't want to deal with him at all. But I am afraid that Peters connection could be too strong. And he might say, nah, he's misunderstood.
So it's not just Peters, though. His best friend is the starting quarterback, Jaden Daniels.
Yes.
And by all accounts, they're still very close. You would think Daniels would be willing to stand on the table to say, let's take a look-see. Now, well, I'm not interested.
Well, that table was taller last year for Daniels than it is now. It's a footstool now. I don't think he has as much juice this year as he would have last year.
That's true.
But he'll have pull for sure.
Yeah, he'll still have a lot of juice. I mean, this is still your franchise quarterback, your second contract guy in the moment that they're
right.
viewing is everything they do this offseason is through the lens of getting him back.
Sure, sure.
And if he's telling you at a position of need, love this guy, he wants to come in here, he's motivated. And by the way, he's not going to make a lot of money. He's coming off of a really serious injury with a bad rehab situation. Where he hasn't been on the field in over a year.
With a bad attitude, don't
and
forget
he's
that.
Got baggage
he brings that to the table as well.
That doesn't fit in the overhead compartment on Southwest Airlines.
Exactly.
It's not like he's going to break the bank.
I would not want to be a part of that.
I'm with you. But I think that they could be intrigued. But anyways, number two.
But conceptually, I do agree that having a badass number one at wide receiver is a crucial part of the modern NFL.
No doubt. That's my second kind of area that they need to attack or thing they need to consider is what am I doing at wide receiver?
Is Tunsil's money a question to you?
So I'm not putting that on my list because I think it's a no-brainer.
I would hope it is as well, but it's still a decision.
Then if that counts, that's top three. But here's how that's going to go. Ring, ring. Hey, who's this? It's Laramie. Hey, it's Adam. How you doing? I want an extension. Okay, cool. We'll draw it up and send it over. Let us know what you want. Done.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Peters will do that for him when he didn't for Terry?
Their issue with McLaurin was age at the wide receiver position.
Okay.
And the fact that track record and history says, data says, this is not going to age very well at this spot. That's not the case at tackle. Trent Williams is still the best in the game. So, yeah, I think they'll pay him. Right now, his AAV's Abe is like fifth at the tackle position.
Yep.
He's very well within his rights. I think he's the number six ranked tackle out of 82 via PFF. He might be the best pass protecting tackle in the league. He could call them up and say, you know how Jaden Daniels' health is the single biggest thing that you're dealing with right now?
Right.
I want to be the highest paid tackle in the league at $29.5 or $30 million. And they would say, okay.
And are you okay with them committing that much into that position?
I think so. I mean, you're not paying a quarterback yet. You got to pay somebody. The left tackle
that
or the wide receiver seem to be elevators for the quarterback position, right?
By the way, I'm shopping on a mock draft for a wide receiver. Doesn't look like anyone is mocking a true number one wideout in the top five or six.
So Jordan Tyson?
Jordan Tyson's the guy out of Arizona State.
I've seen him mock to Washington at seven. I got to say, seven for a wideout, Zabe, a little rich for your boy. I'm desperate to
philosophically
trade
or just based on the talent in the draft?
Philosophically. Okay. And certainly this year, too. Like, there's not a can't-miss guy. I loved Malik Nabers coming out. I would not have had a problem drafting him at number seven overall, let's say.
Yeah.
I know there's a lot of people that were sold on Marvin Harrison. I wasn't as big a fan, but at seven, that would have made a lot of sense to me with his, you know, bloodlines and production.
Sure.
But whether it's Jordan Tyson or the other guy that's going to go very early in this class is Carnell Tate, who wears number 17 at Ohio State. Kind of familiar around these parts, right?
Listen, that's a good place to shop for wideouts.
It's certainly
Ohio
is.
State and Alabama. When Alabama's wideouts were making those big catches to come back against Oklahoma, I said to a buddy on a text thread, I'm like, damn, Bama has the nicest receivers all the time. Them and Ohio State.
Yeah.
Those are the places to shop. Penn State, not so much.
No, not well, unless you get Jahan Dotson, and then you can flip him for whatever it is that you get a couple years later. But yeah, I think that I'm trade back Paulson. You know that about me.
Yes.
Big trade back guy. If they can do that, I have no problem going receiver. But in the top 10, it feels like they're going to get an impact defender if they stay put.
Yeah.
And you got plenty of options where you could use upgrades there. The edge, it could be a safety if, you know, Caleb Downs is there, or you could get an off-ball linebacker on the second level.
Sure.
There's quite literally nothing they could do on defense to add a player of elite caliber in the top 10 where that guy wouldn't suddenly be the best player on your defense day one next year.
Now, have you talked about the backup quarterback decision? And how many games of availability do you realistically count Jaden Daniels for going forward? Because I think having a non-awful backup, if you're going to have Daniels, and maybe a guy who complements what Daniels does, is a significant thing.
Oh, it's huge. Yeah, and that's one of the big decisions they've got to make, too, is how much are you willing to pay Marcus Mariota if one of the as many as six teams that might be in the market for a starting quarterback come calling and offering him that mid-tier money in the 17 to 20 range to be a bridge starter? Are you willing to offer him 14 or 15 million if that's what it takes with the incentives to make more at QB2? Is that something you're willing to do?
14 gets to be a bit rich for me.
Feels like it.
Yeah.
If you're not convinced that Daniels can start in every game, then paying a backup quarterback becomes pertinent. It's one of the most important positions you've got then.
Yeah.
You can't go into the year with his buddy Sam Hartman holding the clipboard behind him or needing to make the phone call to Josh Johnson or Jeff Driscoll as they did today.
Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
It is Christmas time. And the way, Zabe, that I get myself in the mood this time of year, there's really two philosophies for me. The first is your boy likes to go out and about with the people and mix it up at the mall.
Yeah, got to get some mall action.
I want to fight for a parking spot. I want to feel that energy. I want to walk around Tyson's.
It's getting harder because malls are dying.
They are.
And Tyson's, the mall of my misspent youth, Grant, is still hanging in there. They still have some storefronts that are closed and boarded up, which is unfortunate. But it's still a great, vibrant mall. And I did spend some time there, like you, just walking around, soaking it in.
The music, lights. Now, I will tell you, you're probably right about Tyson's off-season. I haven't been there in a while. But I went there on Friday night because we had a show out at Pupatella Pizza in Leesburg. I'm driving home to Springfield Lorton, and I'm driving through the area, and let's do this. I don't even have to sit in the traffic. Let's go to Tyson's. It was flourishing.
Nice.
Business was booming.
That's good.
Jaden was going for 317 and three, baby. Everybody was eating.
God bless being in a very affluent part of the country.
But the other thing
that
I do to get myself in the mood, Zabe, is to watch Christmas movies. One of these years when life slows down, I haven't been able to pull it off. I want to do like a 30 Christmas movies in 30 night bit. I've tried it in the past.
Okay.
The problem is the damn NFL ruins it. I got Monday. I got Thursday. I got
Sunday.
It's
tougher.
I got Saturday. So I basically have two or three nights a week when I can do this, but I've put together my top five Christmas movies. I want to compare it with your top five Christmas movies.
Fair enough.
Let's go in reverse order. We'll start with number five and work our way up. Steve Zabin's number five Christmas film.
I'm going to go a little different. I'm not ranking these. Okay. I'm going to call these my personal essential five Christmas movies because they draw from different categories of old school, new school, traditional, and offbeat. Okay, so I don't know how to rank them, but I'm going to first take off the board White Christmas, which I found to be a ponderous, slow-moving, oh my God, I can't believe I'm getting through this whole thing. And the more I watch it each year, the more I like it. White Christmas, a vintage Christmas movie.
So I was actually hoping there'd be a nice juxtaposition of you and I generationally. White Christmas didn't make my list. It also didn't make my also receiving votes list.
Okay.
Which is a half dozen deep or so.
That's fine.
So it's way down the board. I have on my number five spot, The Grinch, starring Jim Carrey. The Grinch.
Oh, God.
This is not the cartoon. This is Jim Carrey's Grinch, which is mandatory viewing every year for me. It dropped when I was a kid, so that's part of it. There's some nostalgia to it, but I also think Jim Carrey was phenomenal. Ron Howard, there's some hilariously well-done scenes. Very, very good.
Did you see the story where Jim Carrey said if he knew how long it would take to get into makeup, he would have never taken the role?
I couldn't believe when I saw how long it did take. He would be there for several hours.
Yeah, 4 or 5 hours at least. The suit was itchy. He didn't have hands that could touch anything because of the fingers on the thing. They said they brought in a former Navy SEAL trained to teach people how to deal with torture to get him through the makeup sessions.
That's brutal.
Now, it was, even though the critics did not like it, and I don't care for it, but I'm glad you like it, it was the number one movie that year in the box office. Not just the number one Christmas movie, Grant.
Right.
Number one at the box office.
Well, he's done a bunch of smasholas, Dumb and Dumber, some other movies that have aged well. There's nothing that will age like that in terms of 50 years after he's gone, it will still be being watched.
Right.
So worthwhile to sit in that chair and have them torture you. All right, number four, or next up on your list of essentials?
Next up is Elf. Very easy to go down. Nice hour and 40-minute movie, maybe if that. Quick, breezy one. Always get you in the heartstrings. Always great to see Zooey Deschanel in her absolute prime doing what she does best, which is to look like a damn snack. And Will Ferrell is the GOAT.
Zooey Deschanel, 97 on the black, my
She's
friend.
So good.
And that's a rare blonde Zooey Deschanel, by the way.
That's right. That's right. Back in her alternate uniform.
The Santa Claus. That's a good line, by the way. You bumped me there. She was wearing her Bengals white on white.
Throwbacks.
White Tiger alts.
Yes, the alts.
Oh, that's funny. Number four for me is the Santa Claus. This is the Tim Allen offering. Santa Claus and Santa Claus 2, which Steve Zabin sleeps on the fact
that
I auditioned for the Santa Claus 2.
Did you really?
As a young boy. Spencer the Elf?
No way.
I guess it would have been, Curtis the Elf.
How close did you get to getting it?
Not close. So this was back, I'm a little kid. I'm doing like Letterman and some other things. Some casting person in L.A. calls my house in King George, and they say, we're putting together this script, essentially, for the Santa Claus 2. We've got a couple different things we're working on. There might be an elf calling a play-by-play in the North Pole.
Ah.
There's also this main elf that's going to be Bernard's little buddy that we think you look like what we want this guy to look like. Will you read this script on and send us the video? This is back in the day of me having to go VHS style. I get a buddy of ours who's like a local thespian and teacher at the school that teaches some drama. I work with her for like 30 minutes. We record on a VHS, send it off to get the part of Curtis the Elf, like a table reading. And they called back and they're like, hey, we're going with someone more experienced. Turned out to be Spencer Breslin, who was in a ton of movies as a kid. And then they kind of said, oh, we've worked the script out. There's no big broadcaster elf. We'll call you. Still waiting on that call.
So you were closer to getting a role than maybe you let on. I think you were close.
I guess it's possible. They called me saying, you look like what we want this to look
like. They called you. You didn't go to some casting call.
I had no delusions of being an actor. Never thought about it. I think like after a Letterman appearance or something, like the phone rang and they're like, hey, have you ever acted? We want you to look into this. And so they had me on multiple occasions do readings and send them back and forth and do the things they wanted me to do.
The original Santa Claus, 1994. The second installment, 2002. Santa Claus 3, 2006.
Santa Claus 3. There's a couple of these out there where you go, that one doesn't really count. That's like Home Alone 3. A different kid, you know what I mean? It's not quite the same.
But it was still Tim Allen, though.
It was. He was in it, all three of them. But the first two were the band was stayed together.
Right, but the Santa Claus 3 had Martin Short as the Mr. Iceman or whatever.
It was a struggle. Santa Claus 3 was tough.
Okay.
All right, so those are my first two. You've given us, so give me your two again.
So White Christmas, and Elf.
And I'm going Grinch, Jim Carrey, and the Santa Claus. Let's go to the Rude guest hotline. Rude, the most reliable heating and air conditioning products in the DMV. And a congratulations is in order for Tress Way, the Pro Bowl-bound punter of your Washington Commanders, for the third time in his career. Top five in net average and in punts inside the 20. Well-earned, as always, Trestifer, to represent the burgundy and gold at the Pro Bowl. We're fired up for you, man. Congrats.
Guys, honestly, more importantly, I love that the Christmas Vacation song was playing as I'm coming on, because that's clearly the one seed for me, and that's how I just know you care. So thank you so much for taking the time to do that little extra.
Have you watched it yet this holiday season, or is it a, like it is for me and Zabe, kind of the last stop before the big day?
No, I'm probably on, I would say, like loop number 12. You know, our family tradition was Thanksgiving night. You get done with Thanksgiving, you sit around, you play board games, and now we're saying goodbye to Thanksgiving, and we watch Christmas Vacation. So Thanksgiving night, I watched it for the first time, and I'm about every other day it's being fired up. So I love that thing.
Nice.
Pro Bowl bound, my friend. How did you get the word, and how did they break the news to you? What's it mean to you at this point of your career? I mean, look, you've made it two other times, but when you get there at this point, battling through some of the back pain and some of the things over the years you've had to go through, it's got to be sweeter.
Yeah, it was, man, honestly, it was so cool. AP, Adam Peters, came up to me after the team meeting. He says, like, hey, do you have a sec real quick? And I was just like, yeah, what's up? And he goes, there's just a couple things I kind of wanted to pick your brain on, you know, like we're kind of starting the whole early draft process stuff, and there's some of these metrics and things with specialists. I just kind of wanted to pick your brain on it. And he'll do that. Like he'll ask you a question. He'll see like what a guy's take is on different things. And so that was nothing, you know, just totally off the wall. And so I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. And he's like, all right, follow me. It's all in the draft room. They're getting everything all set up, kind of. And so I was like, all right, sweet. And I'm not thinking anything of it. And I walk in. Well, all of my wife's family is here for Christmas. And so the team got a hold of our whole family that is here visiting, and they brought them up this morning, and they just had the TVs and all the pictures up of like the Pro Bowl and the announcement, and they had Hard Knocks all in there, and Revo was in there, Ott was in there, Belor came in, and then my whole family. So naturally, you know, like the very hardened heart, you know, like bad boy that I am known across the league as being, I just cried like a baby. So it was really, really cool. And DQ was in there. I don't know, man. I'm pretty biased, but how those guys handle everything, it's just no surprise that Bryce Terang, my brother-in-law for the Brewers, he was there, and he was just like, man, this is so cool that like they incorporate the families to make it such a special announcement. And you know, just a different sport, you never know. And it's just a huge testament to who they are. And dude, I could go on and on about our punt team. I just have the best freaking coverage guys in the world. I can't wait to take them all out to dinner just to tell them thank you. I get to do these interviews. I get to go play in the Pro Bowl. I get to, you know, add that to the accolades for my career. But I didn't block one person. I didn't make one tackle. And those freaking dogs will hunt. So I'm very biased towards those guys, and they I really appreciate them.
That is good stuff. Now, did you see last night that Morstead went another game without being needed? Last punt came on November 30th.
I had no idea. That is wild.
Isn't we call that 2024 Tress Way.
I was going to say, you've lived that. So
I was talking to Jaden. Jaden was so cool, came up and congratulated me, and I was just like, hey, bud, you know, This is just something else, and I'm so thankful. But this kind of pales in comparison to how special last year was. And so while it has been fun to go out there and knock the cover off the ball, flip the field 10 teams deep, I looked at Jaden. I was like, buddy, I'm sure glad you're here, because it's a lot more fun not punting and going further in the playoffs. And he just kind of laughed. And that's the truth. Like, man, the first couple Pro Bowls, and all of them are special. But, man, that run last year and what it means with the guys and getting to go that far and make a run at a Super Bowl, that's quite a special feeling.
How many punts do you have? Total different punts, like shots or pitches?
I would say that I have four. And that's okay. I have my conventional left, my conventional right, fake left. I call it like a screamer right, and then I have just like my touch shots, my pooch shots. Now, I think that four may not sound like a lot, but I mean, trust me, that's a lot. We're really getting risky here.
You trying to hit spiral rockets on all of them?
No, only whenever I see the returner setting up for. So in the Seattle Seahawks game on Sunday Night Football, I hit one punt to the left, and then we punted from the left hash again. The returner thought I was going left, and so I fake left and kind of hit that screamer right, mm-hmm. and it lands at like 45 or 50 yards and then just rolls and steals field position. Quick fun fact, Grant, I think you'll freaking love this story. The returner for the Seahawks is a rookie, and he was back there. And since I'm a lefty, a lot of guys would get back there and try and like read my punts, and they'll stand behind our punt returners and they'll watch and, you know, act like they're catching it. And I just went up, introduced myself. I said, "Hey man, you're having a great year," and he's good. I was like, "Hey, you're having a great year." I go, "Hey, heads up, that's illegal. Like you can't, you know, do that. They might throw a flag on you before the game starts.
Way.
You got to pick up." And he goes, "Are you serious?" I go, "Dude, yeah, you got to watch out. You never know." And he ran off and went up the tunnel. And I just hope he told his coach. And his coach was like, "Get back out there. What are you talking about?"
That's incredible.
Fantastic.
Do you think he was going
young
off?
Guys, they're getting good, man.
They are. Do you think he's going off?
The rules.
Or do you think he actually was scared by what you told him?
No, I think you know what?
He didn't want to risk it.
Let me have my moment. I think that's it. It's like, hey, are we better safe than sorry? I don't know if I can trust this guy, but you know what? He might be telling the truth. And that's kind of how I like to live on the field. You never know.
If a Pro Bowl punter, who's also an excellent magician, came up to me and gave me the Jedi mind trick about the rules,
yeah.
I would be safe than sorry. I'd run up the tunnel, too.
That's outstanding.
See? There you go. Yeah.
The Pro Bowl, correct me if I'm wrong, it's at the site of the Super Bowl,
yes.
San Francisco, the week of the game, yeah?
Yeah, I think they're starting to really try and just ramp up like that whole week and make it, you know, like a big build up. And so it sounds like it's going to be pretty cool. So I'm looking forward to going, man.
What do they do for punters at the Pro Bowl games? What little carnival games do they have doing?
It's like a football version of beer pong, if you will, where they have all these like big trash cans set up and you're trying to pooch fun them into these trash cans. And I think you get like five or eight different like punts, like attempts at it to see how many you can knock in there. So, yeah, you better believe I'm grabbing a bunch of my buddies from church and around the neighborhood, and we're just going to line up some trash cans, and I'm just going to let it rip.
Kick them over houses into
good.
The cul-de-sac.
Yep.
Did you ever hit the Jumbotron at Jerry World?
I have. I have hit the Jumbotron at Jerry World, and, you know, back in the old days, you know, Mr. Snyder actually asked me to do it one time, but then said never mind because at the time it was a live ball, so it would be a short punt. But he called me up. He's like, "Hey, I want you just to smoke that thing." And whenever I told him it was a live ball, it would be a short punt, I'm like, "Hey, you know what, like, you're signing the checks, like you're the owner. If you want me to hit the Jumbotron, I'll give it a rip." But
I've
hit it in warm-ups, never in a game.
Okay, is that a tough reach for most NFL punters?
Yeah, I mean, some of these freaking young dudes with just rockets for legs, they can get it. But yeah, it has to be just smoked perfectly in between the hashes, straight up, tight spiral. Yeah, that's a tough shot.
Tresh, you think you bring the whole fam out to San Fran, or is that a you and the wife trip?
So I think definitely my little man's got to go. My son Bo, he's 7.5.
Perfect. Wheelhouse.
He's gonna think it's cool that Dad made the Pro Bowl, but once he sees all the other names, you know, like McCaffrey and Dak and all these other guys, I was cool for about 30 seconds, and then he realized half of his fantasy team is also out there that he can watch. So it's funny, we have the whole family here, so everybody's talking about that right now. The game's on a Tuesday, different stuff like that. So we'll see, man.
That's awesome. Tressway with us, the Pro Bowl representative of the Commanders. We actually have someone who wants to congratulate you, Tress, on your Pro Bowl nomination on the phones. Who do we have here that wants to congratulate Tressway?
Tress, what's going on? It's your guy Bill, man. Just want to say congratulations again, man. You deserve it.
Bill is wild. I saw Bill come in like his first day, and he's putting soy sauce on rice, and he's acting like that's just a normal thing people do. This dude's wild.
That's normal to put soy sauce on your rice.
Bill's our guy, Tress. He's been on with us all season long. He's been great. You know his dog's name is Cousin.
Best,
like, no one has a dog named Cousin except Bill.
Dude, Bill, exactly. Bill is everybody's guy. If you asked every guy in the locker room, what do you think of Bill? I guarantee you guys go, man, Bill's my guy.
Yeah, Bill, for sure.
How far, Bill, could you punt a football, do you think? Like, if Tress was unavailable for some reason and they put you back there, do you think you could kick a rocket?
No chance. It probably got to be a fake punt.
There you go.
No chance.
I would fake it. I would fake it if you were punting too, Bill. I don't blame you.
Tress, congrats, brother. We appreciate you, man. Be well and spend that time with the fam.
Thank you very much, guys. I appreciate it.
All the best to you. Happy holidays. All right,
bro.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100 plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
G&D welcoming you back. Zabe's in for Danny. Zabe, yesterday on the show, you were reprimanded just a bit, I would say, by the producers for not having the McDonald's app.
Yes.
Which you downloaded, and you told us you would be making the maiden voyage with the app on the way home.
Which I did.
How did the experience go?
It was McDonald's.
Okay.
But with an app.
Did you pull up and they asked for a number and you were easily able to find the number? Like, what was the actual machinations of the process?
I pulled up, I punch in, I start pressing buttons, tick, 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 this, swipe that. Okay, great. How do I navigate this? Order, do you want here? Turn on location services, earn points, QR code. I mean, it's a lot more than me going...
Yeah, quarter pound of the cheese, please. Ketchup only, and a large Diet Coke. Thank you. Okay.
Did you get anything for free?
That routine, I got that down. That's easy peasy.
Did you get anything free?
This was cumbersome. No, I didn't get a damn thing for free.
I think you botched it.
I don't know where you go to get the free stuff in the app.
Toby, we need to show Zabe where you can get your large fry with your value meal, whatever else there is.
Yeah, so there's a whole section at the bottom where it says rewards and deals. There you go. And you want to find that. And by the way, $2.50 Big Mac tomorrow when the Wizards beat the Hornets tonight.
Okay, sure, so under my rewards, it says I have 1,500 points. That might be starter points because I'm new to the app. Like, hey, fatty, welcome to McDonald's app. Here's some points for you. So I'm like, view rewards, view all, and it shows me a cheeseburger, and I click on it, and it's ghosted out, meaning I can't get it.
Well, so you have to get the correct amount of points, and you accrue those over time. But generally, the best thing to check out is the deals.
So there's my rewards, and then there's deals.
You don't get rewards yet. You've been on the app for 6 minutes. You need to go to the deals and see what they're getting.
View all app exclusive deals. Free large fries with minimum purchase of $1.
That's what we're looking at. Get yourself a cola. Drive away with some large fries.
Okay.
Now we're in business, Dave.
We're in business. But last night, as I'm there, you know, futzing around, I could not figure out heads or tails, but I did finally go ahead, make my order, and then I pay for it in the app, and I drive up, and I tell the person, here's my code for my order. They see it on their system, and they say, drive right up.
There you go.
But again, I can, you know, I don't want to brag to you guys, but I got some money. I can afford McDonald's without the free stuff. Pretty well off.
You're one of those lucky
bastards
with money.
Despite being technically unemployed, yeah. I'm pretty well off.
You're saying you don't want 30% off of any quarter pounder?
I'm saying that I'm damn near a boomer, and it took me a while to figure out the app, but now I'm in. Now that I'm in, I'm probably going to use it more.
Zabe got into radio when the getting was good, boys. They're a little different generationally here.
Well, I've been in it forever, too.
That's true. You got into radio when the getting still got. You know what I mean?
Yes, when radio ruled the land. People would listen to amplitude-modulated frequencies at long periods of time in commutes with their cars before Zoom meetings and virtual work.
I want to talk Sam Hartman, though, and the fact that it came up today in Cliff Kingsbury's press conference. The OC was asked about the fourth quarterback on the roster. Let's see. Let me do this math. Jaden Daniels, 1. Marcus Mariota, 2. Dang. Josh Johnson, 3.
Dang.
So let's get to Sam Hartman, 4.
Yeah, Sam's done a great job. I think just having a guy on a short week, particularly that's played in NFL games before, is comfortable with our system, was really why that we felt good about bringing him in. The way we've had the quarterback injuries, we wanted another body, a guy who's played, and that was really it. I don't think it'd be fair you know, to ask Sam to start on a short week, having not getting many reps, where you're not going to get live reps going into a game. And I think that is what it came down to.
It wouldn't be fair to ask Sam Hartman to start on a short week.
Interesting.
So here's the big question. Is why is Hartman, who has been in the building now for 2 years, who has been around since as an undrafted free agent, he was added by the team last year to be the study buddy of Jaden Daniels. They're very close, have a good relationship. You know who else he seems really tight with? They have a high five and like a handshake thing they always do. Is Debo Samuel and him. I see him on Debo's social media occasionally, out at dinner or whatever.
He's a smart backup. He knows who to suck up to.
He knows.
And there's nothing wrong with that. But we're at the point where you literally have to ask, so what is it exactly that you do around here?
Why is he on the team for multiple years if when your starting quarterback goes down and your backup's playing at the end of the year and then they go down, you're in a situation where you need two quarterbacks. A lot of orgs, Zabe, don't have 4.
I know.
So you've got to sign someone off the street who doesn't know your offense, who doesn't know anything about your team,
right,
to come in to possibly be a backup and be one play away from playing,
yeah,
which is what they did with Jeff Driskel. Now, he was here in the preseason and for the majority of last year as a third quarterback. So while the offense has been tweaked and changed and they've, you know, every week there's installations. So the idea that last year to this year is the exact same is not correct, but he knows the offense well enough. He's worked with Cliff. And he's been around the block. He's a veteran. He'll be the backup now. And if something were to happen to Josh Johnson, the presumed starter this week, then Driskel, not Hartman, will come in. But if this opportunity presents itself and you're competitive, you're a game away from the playoffs, you're the Lions or the Packers or something, maybe I could see saying, we're not sure if Sam's any good. We got this veteran who's played in the league before. Let's try that. This is not that.
I know.
This is 4-11. This is the 7th team out of 32 in the draft order. This is one of the worst teams in the league, playing out the string of a lost season. It's a gift-wrapped present under the tree to get to see what Sam Hartman would look like, and they are
They're pretty sure he'd look like a lump of coal.
Obviously.
And there's reasons why they don't want you or I or anyone to see that, per se. This is something I think we can all agree does not matter. The season is lost. There's an X next to your name. You're checking tankathon.com.
Right.
Like, it doesn't matter. It is the fourth quarterback. But what would concern me is, how is the organization making decisions? Is their decision-making tree operating in a logical way? That would concern me, because now I'm like, well, how did you come to this conclusion? And then even if they've got good reasons for this weird thing, can you not communicate it in a way that's a bit more honest? I know their job is to lie to us, right, Grant, all the time.
They're good at it.
Well, and that's what every team does to a certain extent. Until Shanahan says, well, to be perfectly honest with you. Oh, now you're being honest. Thank you, Shanny. Then it just, it's a little bit troubling to me. Just like, okay, he's not, you're not playing him for some reason. Either he totally sucks, like, wow, really bad, or there's something else going on that you're hiding. But more importantly, there's no mapped out end game for this minimal asset of QB4 to see what are we doing here.
Well, that's what's interesting here to me is, if you were to say, what is the path to Sam Hartman ever getting on the field? You know, in September, October, you ask me this, I would say, well, obviously the plane has crashed into the mountain and Jaden is not playing and yep. Mariota's hurt. And now it's Josh Johnson or him, and you choose the kid over him because, you know, in December you got a couple games to play out the string. Or maybe, just maybe, he's the backup to Johnson, and you're one of those very rare but occasional teams where three quarterbacks get hurt. And so the fourth guy ends up on the field. And it has literally happened. Multiple years of paying him, whatever level of commitment there is, but they have chosen him over all the other options in terms of being their developmental project. Now, does it matter in the grand scheme of things? No. But what I would say to them is, if you don't think he can play, and the idea is it's a short week, not for him. It's the longest week ever. It's a two-year-long week. He hasn't played in multiple years. It's the longest week that's ever happened. This is a 696-day week.
Yeah, but the install for this week, the special set of plays, Grant, of course, that's a short week for him.
It is a short week for the rest of the team. I know. Absolutely. It's a shorter week for Jeff Driscoll, who's moving his family here, who's getting off the plane, who has no idea about the installs from last week or week six or week three. He's
punching in the address to Commander's Park on his GPS.
He's getting
got a lot going on.
Because they've got a new building up on Loudoun County Parkway he doesn't remember from last year.
Fairfax County Parkway, Loudoun County Parkway. Which one is which? They look the same.
Here's what I think they should do, and I'm only half kidding. Make Sam Hartman a quarterback's assistant next year. If the whole point is, he's Jaden's boy, he's good in the room, Jaden gives him some task to execute during the week to help put together the plan or to help quiz him or whatever, you're going to elevate David Blough. You've already had to do that, right? Yeah. Tavita Pritchard left, quarterback's coach. Blough's now the QB's coach. Blough, the recent former player, was the assistant quarterback's coach. Then make Hartman the assistant quarterback's coach. Okay. If you really think he's that bad that you could never possibly play him in a situation where the game's completely irrelevant. And then go find another developmental piece that could play in this situation.
Do you think he's Milos, possibly? Like from Seinfeld, the tennis pro that was terrible. Finally got out there. It's like, oh, Milos. Like, is Sam Hartman a guy that just looks like a quarterback but is so bad?
I don't even know if he looks like a quarterback.
And they're afraid of, yeah, I know.
He looks like a handsome model.
Absolutely. Mr. Abercrombie and Fitch, get out to modeling.
He looks like he should be standing in front of a Hollister with his shirt off.
You know, in a neutral world, your idea of kick him up and let him be the quarterback, you know, guru or quarterback coach is fine. But to me, I'm like, stop catering to Jaden Daniels. Try to win football games. So we need to have guys on the roster who can possibly play, and when it's their turn to play, they play. We don't care if it's a short week. We don't care if he looks god-awful. How do you think Quinn Ewers looked last week? God-awful. How do you think Max Brosmer looked in his two appearances now? Awful.
Happens.
It happens. Get in there, get a helmet, strap it on tight. You're in the league.
DK Metcalf had mixing up with someone in the stands.
Oh, my gosh.
And that is not going to have great consequences for the Steelers and Metcalf.
The appalled Tony Romo. Oh, my gosh. very dramatically.
Oh my word.
Zabe in for Danny, Grant and Danny on the Fan. That was Jim Nantz, CBS, on the telecast of their cameras catching DK Metcalf. It's odd they even saw it, because generally when a guy's that far behind the bench, there's not really cameras tracking those players. But he goes over to the railing, to the stands, and he's having this interaction with a fan where you can clearly see him pulling down and grabbing the shirt of while talking to a fan. And then it looks like closed fist. He clenches and punches up at, maybe even making contact with the fan. It looked like he threw a punch. Well, news just came out, Zabe, in the last few minutes. The National Football League is clearly,
drumroll,
sending a message here. DK Metcalf suspended for the remaining two games.
Whoa.
Of the regular season. He will be eligible to come back for the playoffs, but the Steelers still play the Ravens to get in. They still need another win or two, possibly, to get into the postseason. And now they're without their best player on their offense. Of late, I guess Kenneth Gainwell might have something to say about that. But this is Aaron Rodgers' go-to guy.
Yeah, this is the NFL saying, this is the last thing we need right now when we are raking in side deal after side deal from streamer, you know, Amazon, Netflix, money, 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 international games left and right. We saw what this kind of thing, violent fan-player interactions, did to the NBA's perception with the malice in the palace. We are not going to have anything close to that. So this is as much of a warning shot to anyone else who decides, hey, I'm tired of this guy chirping me. People have chirped NFL players from that front row behind benches forever. And the players that have known how to deal with it, they wait until their team has won the game, especially on the road, and then they turn around and they give that good-natured chirping right back. And that's as far as they go. But you can't do this.
You can't. And this was my point earlier. It's the point I'll always make with players. The NBA, you have seen this elevation of players interacting with fans, players feeling comfortable, engaging, and kind of clapping back at, I'll say. And don't get me wrong, there are fans that say terrible things, awful things, that do terrible things and awful things. And I'm for them being kicked out of stadiums. I am for, if they do something they shouldn't, being arrested even. If it you know, goes to that level where they throw something at.
Arrested for something on the field.
No. I'm saying if a fan throws something and hits a player, dumps something on a player as they're walking down the tunnel.
Yeah.
If they're being a real jackass, if it's worth it, fine them. For the fans, I mean, kick them out. And arrest them, whatever. Never have them back there again. Like, I'm not pro fans acting crazy and being drunk and being entitled to just treating these human beings like they're not human beings. However, big however here, the obligation for the millionaire is to just deal a little bit. And
yeah,
forever, that's kind of been the expectation, and it's not anymore. There's a story Danny and I talked about a while ago. I'm off on a tangent a little bit, but Bradley Beal's wife took great issue with a fan at one point, to the point where Beal left the huddle. This was in Phoenix. And he, like, leaves the huddle and comes over, and he's, like, being separated. And on social media, he posts that somebody was doing this terrible thing, and my wife had to deal with this all game, and I was protecting her. And the story, as it came out, whether these are all the details or not, was that, according to the people in the area, basically this guy was booing Brad Beal and saying that he wanted him traded. And, like, the wife was like, my kids are right here hearing this.
Right.
And she starts getting into it. That doesn't reach the threshold. I'm sorry. The guy who spent all the money to sit there, who's a loudmouth loser idiot because he's booing and yelling and trolling a player in front of his kids who's probably had something to drink. I'm sorry, but saying that your husband should be traded and he's having a bad game or a bad season, I know your kids don't want to hear it. Go up to the suite with where the family sit if you want to do that. But that doesn't reach the threshold. The skin has gotten thinner, it feels like, of what we allow, what we think is okay, when we need people kicked out of the stands. And in the case, I don't know what happened. I don't know what was said. It might have been terrible. DK Metcalf shouldn't have been over there.
Have you seen the NBA in this latest round of cracking down on gambling, prop bets, where they've said they're going to limit the amount of prop bets on certain players and limits on how much you can bet? And there's some prop bets where you will not be able to bet the under because they don't want guys intentionally tanking. That at least to break to win a rigged over bet, you have to try. And that's what they wanted to get to. But they also said, the NBA, that they would crack down on fans who are taunting players about their statistics or anything gambling related. And I thought, oh, you leagues, you have gone so soft here. You're the ones that wanted to invite gambling in once you realized how much money it was going to make you. And now you're like, oh, no, you can't give any player grief because he's only scored 5 points in a game. You can't have it both ways.
It's so simple for me, Zabe. Where was DK Metcalf when it happened? He was at the fan area. It reminds me of the movie Knocked Up, where Seth Rogen's yelling at the sister, Leslie Mann. He's like, this is my room. That room over there with the vending machine, the waiting area, that's your room. I'm the dad, my room. Vending machine, your room. Get out of here. Right? Sideline, football players. Stands, fans. Get the hell away from the stands.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Part of the problem is, once upon a time, athletes would make 10x the average annual salary of somebody that had a good annual salary in the U.S. 10x is probably it. Maybe less than that. Now it's probably 1,000x.
Right.
I mean, the average annual salary in the U.S. is $63,000. There are athletes making $63 million a year, or close. And that's 1,000x. So the decoupling of fans seeing players as in their same universe,
it's a great point,
has been distorted by money. And so they say more out of control, vile, and sometimes just cringy things. Like, I'll see guys that heckle dudes, and I'm just like, really? Like, this makes you feel good saying all this stuff?
Well, I think it's completely abhorrent. And childish and immature and ridiculous. I'm a guy, though, that would never boo. I mean, I don't see it. But
you've never booed?
Doing shtick, not my own team that I like. I booed the opponent or something like that. Like, I'll be...
You've never booed your own?
Oh, no chance. No, that's not for me.
And you never would?
Would not.
No matter how bad?
Definitely not. No chance. But, like, I will sit down at an NHL game and, like, a guy's skating by and I'll slam the glass or I'll try to talk trash, or try to get under the skin of Marchand and a face off, or but they can't hear you. It's like I'll mix it up. I'll do bits, but the people that are actually vile and angry and saying terrible things, grow up. I mean, they are the bad guy in this.
True.
If they're saying something terrible, but my point is, it doesn't matter what they say. DK Metcalf, stay where the players stay. Here's your spot. Here's their spot. What the hell are you doing?
I know. But players now, especially in the NBA, are getting fans kicked out for the most trivial of slights of
this
things
is my point.
That they consider. So I think in the NBA, the power to the players is out of control. They'll turn around. I've seen LeBron do this. He'll point someone out, get him out of there. Like, some woman was kicked out just because she was saying something. It was not vulgar. It was not even profane. He just didn't like it. And he was like, she's being a nuisance. Yeah, get her out of here.
You see this in the NBA more than other sports, for sure, where they'll bring the ref over and say, kick them out. It's like, well, what did they do? And then you find out after, if they're telling the truth, they were just being mean. They were heckling them. I'm sorry. Like, we have to raise the threshold.
Right. Still the greatest little sports Easter egg I like to pull out, thanks to YouTube being on my phone at all times, to people who are casual sports fans, like family members and whatnot. I'll say, it's not as bad as when a handful of Boston Bruins climbed the glass and went into the stands to beat up fans with their own shoes. And they go, that didn't happen. I go, oh, really? Boop. And I go to YouTube and I pull up the video, and their eyes are like, oh, my God.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, total, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.